I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Dee.
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby has been excused. She is out ill today.
Councilmember Edelman.
Here.
Councilmember Stout.
Here.
Councilmember Wisnowski.
Here.
So the first item on the agenda is the consent agenda.
I move that we accept the consent agenda.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is public comments. Those people wishing to speak to council can come forward to the podium and state your name and city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anybody wishing to address council? Jennifer.
April 6th, the Unicaw School District is holding their 23rd annual consecutive powwow, and I'd like to invite you all to come. We have a huge delegation of Black family students that will be dancing in their traditional regalia. So I thought Unicaw High School, please come.
What's the date again?
April 6th.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment. We have no public hearings or any unfinished business. So the next item on the agenda is an ordinance number 1102 regarding cross connection control program. Mr. Botcher.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Council. If you recall our last council meeting, we had a public hearing regarding this ordinance. This is ordinance kind of beefs up our cross-connection control program, identifies additional processes for shutoffs when we have to get to a point of enforcement. Establishes the authority and who would be directing or making the judgment calls for the and running the program. We did not receive any comments during the public hearing. Have not heard of any other edits. So. At this point, I think we're ready to adopt this. That's all I had. Thank you.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, this has been through the Public Works Committee, and I heartily endorse it. So unless there's any other comments from anybody, I move to adopt ordinance number 18-1102, establishing the authority to adopt a cross-connection control program, adopting Black Diamond Municipal Code Sections 13.04.025, 13.04.085, and 13.04.095, amending Section 13.04.090, repealing Section 13.04.070, providing for severability and establishing an effective date.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is a resolution approving acquisition of the easement for the Ginder Creek Trail Project. Mr. Botcher.
Thank you. Our next item, there is a good map that shows where this is. It's toward the end of the next you recall going, after you go down through the dip on Morgan Street where Gender Creek goes by, after you cross the creek, and just about before the green woven wire fence ends, there's a gate there. And the trail within, that's the gate is there because that's the access for our sewer line which goes north from Morgan Street right there. So that the trail would go through that where that gate is going north and then come out on the north side of the two residential lots on Roberts Drive north of the library. So that's approximately the route. At one time, we were looking at perhaps purchasing this property, but to move the project along, the Evan Morse Foundation was willing to just sell us an easement, which by them willing to sell an easement, that reduced the cost in the budget. Plus, with getting the grant, it looks like we have a fundable project. This is just a formal item to accept the property easement. When we have easements or purchase or sell property, it's an action of council to accept those easements. So that's why it's here before you.
Councilmember Deedy.
So we have been working on this for a long time when we were on Parks, when I was on Parks Committee and just on the council. I know we went back and forth with the property owners about TDRs and how much to pay for it. So I was thrilled when I heard a while ago that they had given us the permission to start using this as an easement to join the two Morgan and Roberts Drive. So that whole park area that we have back there, all citizens can enjoy and get access to it. So I'm 100% for this. It's been a long time coming. So, you know, kudos to all parties. Thanks.
Thank you.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, I want to piggyback on that, too, because I've been on the council for 6 years now, and I was on the Parks Committee back then, and this was on our list of things that we've wanted to get done. So I'm tickled that we're finally going to be able to do this.
So I make a motion to adopt Resolution 18-1235, approving the acquisition of an easement for pedestrian and non-motorized vehicle access to the Gender Creek Trail.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those, Councilmember Deedy.
Well, this may be just for the police. So do our police officers have bicycles, or can they get cars back there if needed? When it opens up, you know, how have we looked a little bit into that yet, or is it still kind of?
We have done a little bit of pre-design. There, a portion of the trail will have to be an elevated boardwalk.
Right.
So we're planning to build the boardwalk for the weight of pedestrians and bicycles only, not backhoes or vehicles. So we'll need, that would raise the cost substantially. So that we'll, with vehicles, they would have to access, or the backhoe would have to stay on the sewer line easement and or come in the other way. The elevated boardwalk portion, and it may not be a boardwalk, but it's elevated for less impact to the wetland, is about 150 to maybe 200 feet.
Okay, and my question was just the fact
for
that
policing.
For policing that area, just for the fact that I've known people to try to live out there and bunker down in places out there, so if there was an emergency or anything that needed to the police attention, I was just curious on how you're working through that. Yeah, from 30 years ago still.
they can use one of mine. We have two that are just sitting in the garage.
Is there any further discussion? Councilmember Stout.
We did discuss in our committee meeting that this would be considered a pedestrian and non-motorized vehicle place, and it was discussed that there would be signage to remind citizens that that's the purpose of the trail. We wouldn't want to have it end up being a racetrack or a place for, you know, 14-year-old boys with.
Exactly.
You know that'll happen.
With a motor.
Motorcycle, get out there.
But what a wonderful opportunity to connect the city and make it so much more walkable. That'll just complete that beautiful loop right there, and what a really lovely area. And the funding, I think, is really a great asset to the city.
So is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is a resolution authorizing youth and amateur sports grant with King County for the Ginder Creek Trail Project. Mr. Botcher.
This grant, I want to, I think we owe some thanks to Reagan Dunn, who earmarked these funds for the city. So last fall, and it wasn't a competition for the money. We still had to fill out the application to formalize it and for us to receive this agreement. But it wasn't a competitive process. It was funds that were earmarked for us, set aside by Reagan Dunn. This grant is the same form that we also, same King County grant agreement that we you signed a while ago for the gym lights. Do you have any questions about that? There's
Councilmember Deedy.
So I'm just curious, on once we get this project up and going and is fully open, will it be up on 169, will there be signs for bicyclists to start using that trail to get to Old Town and up, or is that something that will be looked at?
There will be signage, and I think we'll just name it the Ginder Creek Trail, and we'll sign it on both ends. So how much promotion we would need on that, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't think we would provide directives from clear as far as like 169. I was just thinking on Roberts Drive and Morgan Street.
Okay. So when it's not, this isn't intended to be a bypass for 169.
Oh no. And
for,
I don't think they
for bicyclists or
bicycles would probably, if they're going from Maple Valley to Enumclaw, I don't think they would divert that far. They would probably just stay right on 169.
Okay.
Or
Councilmember Edelman.
The other thing, too, is that once these bicyclists find out that there's a new trail to go on, they'll start using it. Mm-hmm. So I make a motion to adopt Resolution 18-1236, authorizing the mayor to execute a youth and amateur sports grant agreement with King County for the Ginder Creek Trail Project.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is a resolution approving the software license agreement with Vision Municipal Solutions for account receivable software. Ms. Miller.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you.
No.
You have to hold it down for a few seconds
till the colors come on.
All right. Now, thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. As the Mayor just mentioned, this is an ordinance approving a software license to use the Vision Municipal Accounts Receivable process. I've been here 10 years, and we've been using QuickBooks, and it's a single-user system. We've upgraded it a couple times, but it's failing right now, and it's time to upgrade again with a single-user system. It's not very efficient. So this will allow multiple users, and it will also tie to our accounting system, so it will make us much more efficient. So We budgeted for it, and I recommend approval. We also took this to the Finance Committee and reviewed it with them, and they recommended it come forward tonight.
Councilmember Deedy.
So like May just stated, it'll make their job more efficient, and that's really what we need, streamline, make it efficient at City Hall. And this, according to May and Shane and Jana, this will help their job immensely. So fully support. So what, I make a motion. Oh, go ahead.
Councilmember Stout.
The other thing that came up at the Finance Committee meeting was that this is totally updatable with our other, and to be integrated with the other software. So as updates come along, it'll just move along with the system. So it just makes sense to have this better software on board for the staff.
So I make a motion to adopt Resolution 18-1237, approving the software license agreement with Vision Municipal Solutions to utilize their accounts receivable software product.
I second the motion.
Is there any further discussion?
One question. Are the rest of the licensing fees, do we own SQL, or do we need to buy a SQL license to put that on?
We own SQL. This, they're all $150 annual maintenance fee.
Okay, that was my next question. What was the recurring maintenance fee for that? Okay, thank you very much.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Do we have any department reports? So I met last week with the Tri-City Committee, Maple Valley, Covington, and Black Diamond to set the agenda for our Tri-City meeting, which is on May 23rd. Covington is going to be the host. We always have it at Covington City Hall, but they're going to be the host this year since we were last year. And then we had a Public Works Committee meeting, a Finance Committee meeting, and last Friday we had our council retreat. And on to council reports, Councilmember Deedy.
So I missed the finance meeting because I thought it was at 4, but it was at 3, but I still talked to people, so I was good with what was reported there. I also attended the safety meeting, and then just and the council retreat. Just a little statement about the council retreat. I thought it was the best council retreat I've been to in my 7 years. So I brought up a city administrator, thinking that a city administrator would help staff, but really, after listening to them and talking to them about a city administrator versus feet on the ground, more help, more resources for citizens to come in and have more people to get their jobs done, made more sense than paying a city administrator over $100,000 when you can get more people in City Hall to help with everybody's projects that are going. And I fully and totally agree with the city staff that Mayor Benson is by far the best city manager that the city has had. So I fully support ditching the city administrator part and hiring more people inside City Hall to get our projects done. So again, wonderful job on this council retreat. It was awesome.
Councilmember Edelman.
What about the ad hoc committee? I'll bring it up. Before I start on mine, though, we do have the fire ad hoc committee.
Yes.
And we need to make a decision tonight on what council members should be on that committee. I think it's really important that some of our new members be on the committee. So I'm stepping down. And so, and this is just a consensus amongst ourselves. If you guys want to have a discussion about it,
I'd be glad to be on it.
I think, Chris, you'd be a wonderful asset with your background.
Yeah, I think so too. And then leave Tammy on it since she has the history.
That's my opinion, is that it would be good to have someone who's been there with continuity. Mm-hmm. You know, why reinvent the wheel with people who are starting at zero? And Councilmember Wisnowski has a lot of personal experience in the fire business, so to speak. And I think he would bring a really great presence there. So
I'll forward the email to you, Chris, that we got today, and then I'll forward the information to the fire chief so that he knows that you're going to be on the committee.
And also the mayor serves on this committee, too. So you've got two people that have been, and Tammy's been on it since the get-go. So I think that's a really good transition. I think with your background, it'll be great, Chris. So I guess on that, you've got something else to say.
I'm happy to stay on it. I've been on it, like Janie said, since inception of it. And I was also, just for Chris to know, I was also on the fire department here in Black Diamond when it was District 17. And my mom was on the fire department for 26 years here in Black Diamond. So
My mom got me into.
Did she?
She was a medic or an EMT for many years, and that's how I got started. As an EMT first in the town that I grew up in, right? And then when I moved to Aurora, the ambulance and the fire department were joined. In Hamilton, where I grew up, they were separate. But in Aurora, they were joined, and they convinced me to take all my academy classes and turn me into a firefighter. So.
And I would have stayed on had I not gotten married and moved to Spokane. But so I have a huge passion through my mom and just being involved with the city and knowing all the firemen and EMTs. And so, again, I'm happy to stay on.
Well, and in light of that, we had a meeting this week with Economic Development that they went up and looked at the site that was owned by the WUSA partners. And so we're going to reimburse the WUSA partners for that piece of property. And the fire department and the city agreed that that was the spot for the new fire station. So we're going to start working on the design of the fire station for that area.
Yay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Good news.
I forgot that in my report.
Great news. Okay. Do we need to have a vote for that committee, David?
I don't think so.
The ad hoc, or because it's...
Well, it's always nice to formalize things with a vote, but as long as everyone is on the same page and consents to it.
Well, it's easy. I move that we have Chris Wisnowski and Tammy Deedy be the council members that are on the ad hoc committee.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. So now what I've been up to, and I will again echo council member Deedy, the council retreat I've been to, I think this has been at least my third or maybe my fourth. Probably my third, because we haven't had any for a couple of years. It wasn't just a touchy-feely, let's all work together, kumbaya, waste of time. Coming up with, here's our goals, and then they went into a binder, and they went on a shelf, and they were never resurrected again. This was really worthwhile. All the directors got up and gave a presentation, because we have three new council members. We have a brand new judge. And so it was a great way for everybody to get an understanding of what do all these different departments do? Where are they going? What are they doing? Why do they need as much budget as they have? So, and again, Carol is doing a great job as our mayor and city administrator. It's a smooth working machine right now, so I appreciate that. On the 12th, I met with Brenda on our council rules. We had received some comments from the city attorney. We've incorporated those. Brenda's been gone this week. She and I sat down and kind of went through them, but I've got some more pickups. So the plan is right now for Brenda to have it ready to go for the April 5th meeting. So if you've got any other questions about it, you know, give me a call. Last night we had the public issues committee meeting, and I'm going to do a little bit of talking because it's what I like to do. I think the audience got some copies of this handout. It's called One Table. That is an initiative with the King County Executive, Del Constantine. Mayor Nancy Backus from Auburn has staff working on this, and basically it's to find the root causes of the homeless issues that are going on around here. And it's basically there's a lack of affordable housing, there's behavior and health issues, child welfare issues, criminal justice, and then last but not least, employment and income. And basically what it, in a nutshell, what's happening is especially if you're in Seattle or the East Side, people are being priced out of the housing market. There's no affordable housing on the East Side anymore either. And so they're trying to figure out what to do about that. What is it called? The ADUs, additional dwelling units, that we actually have that in our development agreement with Oak Point. But that is a way of being able to add a small structure on your property. There's one of the council members from Redmond that did this. He built a little 1,000-square-foot home for his son, daughter-in-law, and grandson. And it's a great way of, and you could use it for rental property as far as that goes, to make it affordable, because these kids can't afford to buy a house. Now, if you're on one of the small 4,000-square-foot lots up at 10 Trails, that probably won't work so very well. But for people who have a little bit more property, it's a way of providing some houses. They're also looking at tiny homes then. So that's one way of working that. The behavioral health issue, that goes with mental health issues, the opioid epidemic, that's, and evidently Everett's got a huge problem. So that's one of the things. The child welfare are the kids who have been coming up through the foster system, and they age out at 18. And then what happens is they get booted out of the system, and they have no place to go, and so they end up homeless. Criminal justice is the same way, and some of this is also related to the mental health issues. If someone is placed at Western State Hospital for evaluation, they get their evaluation, they get their meds, everything's fine and dandy, they push them out the door, but these people have no place to go because now they've been at Western State and they've lost their jobs. And a lot of this, too, is based on people who are working, but they're the working poor. And that's where the employment and income issue come in, because people's incomes haven't been going up, and they're just having a hard time making ends meet. So then in the Public Issues Committee meeting, one of the things that came up that was a topic of discussion, and I think the council all get copies of all of that, don't you, from Sun Cities Association? Do you guys, have you ever seen any of the...
From the PIC?
Oh, okay.
The PIC stuff?
No, you don't see the PIC stuff. Maybe it just comes to you and me because we're...
I get it.
I know you, okay. Well, maybe I'll start forwarding it to you, too, because what it gives you is an idea of, this is a regional thing. Sound Cities, I don't know if I explained this, Chris, last time, but it's 37 cities, everybody but Seattle,
everybody
or 38,
yeah, you talked about it
or 39, whatever it is, yeah. So we get together once a month and have a meeting, and so one of the things we talked about last night, and there was no action taken, it was just discussion. The waste management industry here locally is having an issue because China has now decided they don't want our waste and they don't want our recycle anymore. And so it's, you know, waste management, Recology, Republic Services, they're all trying to figure out what do they do with all this stuff now, because they can't put it on a barge and take it over to China. So that's kind of a big deal. Then we also had another discussion about affordable housing, and I think the big takeaway from that discussion was trying to make it easier for people to apply for permits. Because like Frank Margeson said, his wife was going through the whole system in Redmond, and had he not been on the council and knew who to talk to and knew how to get through the system, she would have thrown up her hands and just said no way. So I think that's maybe something that the staff can, when they have some free time, but start looking at if we start getting permits for these additional dwelling units, that we can make it a little bit painless or less painless. Another discussion we had is on the next generation 911. This is another one that's been on the radar screen for multiple years. Well, it's now starting to raise up again. And basically what they're doing is they're going to have a hierarchy. Instead of all of these individual call centers, they're going to have a higher level. All call centers will have one or two people as a party to that. And so everything will funnel into like a region-wide 911 system, and then it would go to ValleyCom after that. And so that now is moving forward within King County. So that's a good thing. I think, didn't we actually even have a vote on enhancing the 911 system a couple of years ago? Then last but not least, on the 4th of April is another Sound Cities Association dinner, and the guest speaker is going to be the Seattle Chamber of Commerce CEO. So that'll be, it's really great networking. We go to most of them, and it's really kind of fun. Great way to meet other elected officials. So, okay, that's all I have.
Councilmember Stout.
Oh, excuse me. It's been a meeting heavy last couple of weeks. I went to the Public Works Committee meeting where we discussed many of the items on the agenda tonight, and once again, kudos to the staff for the hard work that they do in preparing all of these documents and details for us. Also, we had a joint council planning commission meeting where we worked on, or actually were presented, some of the traffic plans for part of the for the comprehensive plan. There was a finance committee meeting where we also discussed some of the things here on the budget tonight. And we had that night a work study to finalize our council rules. We gave the last of our input into what we wanted to have be finalized in our council rules, and then we had Mr. Linehan put in his 2 cents so that we're on the right track and not just going off on some tangent of our own. And then also that night we had a town hall meeting where many of you were in attendance to hear from our citizens and interact with them. And then once again, we all attended the council retreat last Friday. The presentations were eye-opening. I think this is something that's really important for the citizens at large to really pay attention to. And that was a public meeting, but I don't know if the citizens really realize that they can show up for that meeting and listen to all those presentations. The staff has full plates. Every department is busy and up to their eyelashes in plenty of work to do, more I think than they can handle. There are several staff positions open that really need to be filled, but they did a really, really great job. And I think there is some discussion about having all that information available on the city website. I'm not sure where that is right now, but every department had a PowerPoint, and I particularly was interested in hearing our judge, Krista White-Swain is her name. Mm-hmm. She has a really interesting job and has some creative ways of dealing with situations that come before her, and really her hands are kind of tied in certain places, but she seems to be someone who's really going to work hard for the city of Black Diamond. I appreciated hearing from her. And that's my report.
Councilmember Wisnowski.
I, too, attended the Planning Commission meeting where we talked about traffic. That was a traffic engineering is an interesting subject. If you ever have insomnia? it's actually interesting to figure out how they figure out how, you know, how much roadway we need and all that kind of stuff. There's actually, it's not, you know, voodoo. They're not rattling chicken bones and throwing them on the ground. There's a method of madness, so it's neat to see that. Also attended the town hall. It was great to see people come out. Hopefully we'll have even greater attendance in the fall. Attended the retreat as well. I was very impressed. I was afraid that it was going to be, you know, one of those proctored, happy-go-lucky, team-building, trust fall kind of things. I'm so glad it wasn't. It was, one, it was very informational, right? It was great to hear from Seth and Andy and everybody, right? It was great to meet the new judge, but it was even better to see the fact how hard all of our departments are working and how understaffed they are and the huge amount of work they have ahead of them. So it's going to be a pleasure to work with all of them. They all work really hard for the city, and I think they do a great job. So,
thank you.
May I have one more thing?
Councilmember Edelman.
Because I just thought of that. I had an email today from Connor Homes, and on March 31st, they are opening up the first model home up in Tenny Trails. And I don't know any more than that, if it's a ceremony or if they're just going to be there and have to be at staff, but that's the first house.
We have to get you a big pair of scissors.
Pardon me?
Do we have to get you a big pair of scissors?
Oh, they
have
them.
Oh, do they? Nice.
I don't think
that it's going to be they are going to have a ceremony, but this is just the Connor Homes open house. But if you go online and look up Connor Homes, you can find the 10 Trails video that they have about the development.
So. Yeah, it's funny. I'm now noticing all the 10 Trails Bolton
billboards.
Billboards everywhere. Right? I'm like, look, there's another one. There's another one.
Yeah.
All the way back to Renton.
So. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So do we have an attorney report?
Not this week, Mayor.
So this is time for public comments. Those people wishing to get up and speak to council, would you please come up to the podium and give your name and city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes? Gary.
Good evening, Gary Davis, Black Diamond, and good evening, Mayor and City Council. Quick question, and I'll sit down. I was hoping that when they described the activity regarding the Ginder Creek Trail, that they'd be a little more descriptive as to where it starts and where it ends. There's been people asking me, because they know I come to the meetings a lot, are they ever going to make the downhill end of the lake accessible again, because it used to be possible to get in there and fish. It used to be part of a juvenile fishing area. If memory serves, it ran from that end of the lake down to the pond that's across from the I'm not sure what they call themselves now, the equestrian supply there as you go down Roberts Drive. That used to be a juvenile fishing area, which is all overgrown now and more or less unusable, as far as I know, because the signs are all gone. It's not a juvenile fishing area anymore. But it would be nice to know a little bit more about that. Thank you.
Does the map in here show that?
Yeah.
It's in the packet materials.
Yeah, I think it's on the
one with the grant.
Yeah, the one with the grant has the map. It's like the second to last page, Gary.
Okay, I'll look here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Erica?
So, Erica Morgan, Black Diamond. I just wanted to say that for me, I have been talking in the city of Black Diamond about this Ginder Creek Trail since 1980. So more history. We've been talking about it and talking about it and talking about it and where it's supposed to go and how the city's supposed to have the right to use the trail and then to still have a separate, is there the utility easement, is that still separate? I guess it is, because a utility easement can't be where the boardwalk is, right?
Did you want me to answer that?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. The portion that is coincident with the sewer line easement is not wetland, and it will just be a gravel path, and so it can be shared.
Okay. So I know it's gotten in a little ways. I had been in a little time to get it out. And the other thing that sort of struck me was I just wanted to remind you, this is a long time ago, back when we had a time when there wasn't a lot of money on the children aging out of foster care. There used to be a program where they had like foster parents that weren't foster parents for children between 18 and 25. And they would try to match them up with someone who could be a mentor, for them for their career path. And it was a really helpful program, and I just wanted to mention that. And the same sort of safeguards, though, that are in the foster care program, so that you know, because you can't just invite some young person who is loose on the street into your house easily without it being a chance of bad things happening, and for the children as well. But it continued a kind of a clearinghouse for who was doing what. And I knew quite a few people, actually, who'd had foster children who were like 23, 24, 25, who stayed with them and more or less until they got married and were established in a career. And so I could say that not for every kid would that work, but it would be good to remind them that did happen at one time. Thanks.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Robin?
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. Good evening, Mayor Council. As far as to their ADUs and permitting and whatnot, it would also be good for the city to look at the population that would desire to age in place. A lot of the home improvements that need to be done to allow someone to either age in place or take care of a disabled person in their home are pricey home improvements that would need permits. And this could be something that would be out of somebody's reach financially to improve their home, because these types of things are considered home improvement. They are not considered medical, and so a lot of times there is no help with medical insurance or Medicare or anything like that to do these. So I think it would be good if the city looked at having some sort of a discount or a waiver on permit fees for someone who is trying to remodel their home to either age in place or to care for a disabled person. I think that would be something that the city would do well to look into. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Kristen?
Kristen Bryant, Bellevue. Thank you, Council and Mayor, for the opportunity to address you. Just a couple of comments tonight. One is that I was able to attend the retreat last Friday, the city meeting, and it was informative. I think it should have been held in Black Diamond. I did attend the one several years ago that was held at the bakery, and that allowed some people that came for part of the day. I talked to a couple of people in Black Diamond that would have dropped in but didn't really know where it was. I think the choice to have it in Maple Valley, well, really north of Maple Valley, was pretty convenient for me, but it was not a very open and public move for the people of Black Diamond, and if you have things like that in the future, there are local options. The second is, I believe I heard at the retreat Mr. Williamson say, and as part of community development or the MDRT, that there hadn't been any movement on the Lawson Hills Oak Point development, and it was, that may not have been what the comment was. Maybe I misunderstood. He's kind of said, yeah, we don't know what's going on or when that's going to happen. But as I was driving in tonight, I saw a sign that I can sign up to reserve a home or a lot or something. So I was just wondering if there are any updates. It would be great to, just have, if there's an answer. I don't know if there's been a application received or if that's expected soon, but I just didn't understand the comment last Friday and then a sign tonight. So thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comments. We are going to have an executive session tonight to discuss potential litigation under RCW 42.30.110.1.I, and there will be no action to follow, and it will be about...
I'm guessing 20 minutes.
20 minutes. And, Mike, can we use the squad room? And you leave everything here. Don't take anything with you. I call this meeting back to order. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Meeting adjourned.